History of the Hymns on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Darwin Wolford's Meditation on a Theme by Alexander Schreiner, played by David Pickering, underscores our story. Alexander Schreiner, as stated by J. Spencer Cornwall, believed that everyone should train himself to be of some service in the church, and that when the call comes to fill an office, he should work faithfully and joyfully for the Lord and his church. This is a statement of powerful commitment, coming from a man who gloriously combined the use of his God-given talents to bless the world, while at the same time giving all he could give in the service of the kingdom. He was born Alexander Ferdinand Schreiner on July 31, 1901, in Nuremberg, Germany. His parents, Johann and Margarete, joined the church in 1903, and Sabbath meetings were held in their little home, so that the boy heard the words of the gospel and the strains of the music of the Restoration from his infancy. Musically precocious, Alexander performed at a Christmas program in public at the age of 5. He was baptized at 8 and was at once appointed organist for the Sunday school, sacrament meeting, and choir rehearsal. In 1912, his family left their beloved Germany for Salt Lake City, never imagining what opportunities would open up for their son. One of Alexander's earliest teachers was John J. McClellan, tabernacle organist at that time. McClellan had studied in Berlin, and while there, had edited and published a new edition of the LDS hymns in German. Schreiner first performed professionally in Salt Lake in the fall of 1917 at the American Theater, when he was not yet 16. At the age of 20, he performed his first recitals on the Great Tabernacle Organ, leaving shortly thereafter for a mission to California, during which he was offered 8 different organist's positions, which, of course, were all refused. His mission president did, however, grant the young missionary permission to play a number of engagements, one of which was in the then-new Angelus Temple in Los Angeles. During the latter part of his mission, he presided over the entire Los Angeles Conference of 35 missionaries. Following his mission release in March of 1924, Schreiner returned to Salt Lake and was appointed assistant organist of the Tabernacle Organ. This was a pinnacle of joy and achievement for him, but from that vantage point, there were spread around him dozens of opportunities and challenges to refine him and to extend the sphere of his influence. 6 months after his appointment, he left for 2 years of study in Paris with several masters, including Louis Vierne, organist at Notre Dame Cathedral. He also had opportunity to study the design and construction of the various organs, which he was invited to play while there. His life was destined to never hold still, nor remain static in one place and sphere. After returning to Salt Lake and taking up his position in the tabernacle again, he returned briefly to Southern California in order to make the money to clear his debts and be able to marry. Todd McCabe and April Moriarty's arrangement of Alexander Schreiner's melody for While of These Emblems We Partake serves as our underscore. He and Margaret Lyman had attended high school together, but began dating when they were both studying in Paris. Margaret was the daughter of Apostle Richard R. Lyman and Amy Brown Lyman, a remarkable woman who served as General Secretary of the Relief Society for many years, then as General President. She was also the first director of the Church Social Welfare Department, a member of the Utah Legislature for a term, on the Board of Trustees for the American Fork Training School for 12 years, and on the boards of 26 local, national, and international organizations. On a more personal level, she also raised a granddaughter whose parents had both died. So Margaret had a strong foundation upon which to build her own contributions and life. She and Alexander were married in June of 1927 and were blessed with a family of 4 children. In 1930, and for the following 9 years, the couple virtually had 2 homes, as Brother Schreiner divided his time between the Salt Lake Tabernacle and the University of California at Los Angeles. During this time, he was also director of music for the Jewish Wiltshire Boulevard Temple, one of the most important Jewish congregations in the world. He was respected, admired, and sought after wherever he went, often being called upon by various groups to inaugurate new organs. Indeed, during this time, while in Los Angeles, he even assisted John McCormick in a film he was making at the Fox Studios. During the summers, Alexander served in the Tabernacle and also as a member of the church's music committee. One of his best-loved hymns, "Lead Me Into Life Eternal," is a dignified prayer for earthly guidance and eternal life. Late in his life, Brother Schreiner told a charming story concerning the creation of the piece, as recorded by Karen Lynn Davidson in Our Latter-day Hymns.
This hymn text, written by Elder John A. Widsoe, was originally called "Father, Lead Me Out of Darkness," and the music was composed by Evan Stevens. It was in the 1927 hymn book, but when the time came to revise this book, the church music committee suggested that this hymn be left out, since it was never sung. I objected. After all, these were words written by an apostle of the Lord. It was decided that I should approach Elder Widsoe, proposing to change the title, which seemed negative, and adjust a few of the words. Elder Widsoe said, "You don't understand, Brother Schreiner. It is being sung by a non-member. I don't want anyone to change the words. Non-members are in darkness." "But Elder Widsoe," I responded, "when you go to a state conference and give an inspirational and enlightening message to the saints, how would you feel if the stake president then announced that the closing hymn would be, 'Father, Lead Me Out of Darkness'?" Elder Widsoe could then see the point of giving this fine hymn a positive title with only the rearrangement of a few words. The change in words made problems for the meter of the song, however, so Tracy Cannon asked me to write new music to suit the meter.
Richie Brown sings, "Lead Me Into Life Eternal."
Lead me into life eternal by the gospel's holy call. Let thy promise rest upon me. Grant me ready strength for all. Father, all my heart I give thee. All my service shall be thine. Guide me as I search in weakness. Let thy loving light be
Michael Dowdle's arrangement of Aeolian, Alexander Schreiner's setting of While of These Emblems We Partake, underscores our story. During the 9-year period, 1930 to 1939, Brother Schreiner was a member of the High Council of the Hollywood Stake and was also called in 1936 as Stake Music Director. In the summer of 1937, he accepted the position of organist at the LDS Chapel in Washington, D.C. There had been no one to fill this place since the death of Edward P. Kimball the March before. He and Brother Kimball had been fellow organists in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. The following summer of 1938, President Heber J. Grant requested Alexander Schreiner to return as soon as possible to the Salt Lake Valley on a more permanent basis. At the end of his next year's contract with UCLA, he complied with this honored request and began to give more fully his powers and spirit to the unique work of the Tabernacle organ and choir. In fact, in the late 1940s, he was there to oversee the crucial effort of a major rebuilding of the Tabernacle organ. There are 9 of Alexander Schreiner's hymns in our current hymnal. 3 of these could be considered sacrament hymns. One of the favorites, "While of These Emblems We Partake," is explained for us by Brother Schreiner himself.
This hymn should begin quietly and devotionally, gradually rising in melody to the high point, "Let us remember," and subsiding into devotional calm. The words are outstanding in poetic beauty. The contemplation of such thoughts is a religious duty asked of Latter-day Saints at the time of partaking of the emblems of the Lord's Supper.
John Nicholson, author of the text of "While of These Emblems We Partake," also wrote "Come Follow Me." He was born in Boswells, Roxburghshire, Scotland. But his family moved to Edinburgh in 1849 when he was 10 years old. As a lad, John worked in a tobacco factory at 36 cents a week to help support the family, later becoming an apprentice painter and paper hanger. In 1861, he was given an LDS tract by Apostle Orson Pratt and joined the church at the age of 22. He served with enthusiasm as a local missionary, then came to Utah in 1866. 12 years later, Nicholson served a mission to England and was appointed editor of the Millennial Star. Upon returning home, he no longer worked in the painting business, but worked with words instead at the Deseret News. In his story of this hymn, J. Spencer Cornwall writes,
"John Nicholson's chief character trait was integrity, coupled with inherent goodness. He wrote many articles and was a fine speaker. He was a fearless man, as exemplified by his dispelling a mob in England who threatened to harm him with a lecture on cowardice and brutality."
Matt Cropper sings, "While of These Emblems We Partake."
Thank you.
Alexander Schreiner wrote music for two texts by Parley P. Pratt. One of these, Behold Thy Sons and Daughters, Lord, is unusual in that he deals with a person or group of persons who have just received the sacred ordinance of baptism into the Church of Jesus Christ. J. Spencer Cornwall observed, "The hymn is completely one of our own in authorship and, more important, in doctrine." The sensitive text was first published in 1840. Brother Pratt's poetic nature stirred, no doubt, by the joyous solemnity of baptism by immersion, baptism by one holding authority from Jesus Christ himself. Approaching the subject in an intimate and tender nature, the poet addresses the Lord, entreating as a child, "Behold, thy sons and daughters." As Brigham Young so powerfully expressed it,
"Obedience to the ordinance of baptism is required that people may receive the remission of their sins. No man or woman ever received the faith of this gospel but what desired to be baptized by immersion and to have hands laid upon them for the Holy Ghost. Then come the blessings of healing, faith, prophecy, tongues, and so forth."
Kelly DeHaan sings Alexander Schreiner's setting of Parley P. Pratt's Behold Thy Sons and Daughters, Lord.
Behold Thy Sons and Daughters, Lord, on whom we lay. Thine own Spirit's power, which purifies from sin, and may they find from this good hour they are adopted in. Increase their faith, confirm their hope, and guide them in the way. With comfort, bear their spirits up until the perfect day.
Alexander Schreiner was acknowledged as one of the mightiest organists of his day. Mighty in power, amazing in technique, yet sensitive in rendition and interpretation. In addition to his hymn settings, Brother Schreiner compiled a book of devotional music entitled Organ Voluntaries. Not only has this work been appreciated and used widely in the stakes of the church, but in thousands of other churches throughout the United States. Several volumes of his organ music were published during the course of his life. Masterful and competent, Alexander Schreiner could have attained any position, honor, praise, and reward the world had to offer. He was listed 7 times among the nation's top radio artists in the Musical America radio polls, and was in demand for concert performances throughout this country and beyond. But despite his brilliance, he was a humble, kindly man who chose the kingdom of heaven instead of the kingdoms of the world. Alexander Alexander Schreiner died in September of 1987 at the age of 86. The scope and spirit of his contribution to organ music and to the music of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints lives on. History of the Hymns is a program of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.